WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. As our rock critic Ken Tucker likes to point out, all rap doesn't sound the same, even though some people may think it does. If you think of rap as being about gangsters, violence, and macho sex, then the Dream Warriors record won't fit your expectations. The pop, jazz, and Caribbean rhythms might surprise you, too. My guest King Lou is the co-founder of the group and does all the raps on the record. He's from Jamaica, but he's been living in Toronto since he was a child. He grew up in a housing project where nearly everyone was from the islands. The Dream Warriors are in the U.S. on their first American tour. They're also recording a new record here. Their first album, And Now the Legacy Begins, was released in the U.S. over the summer. A couple of tracks had already been hits in England, including this one.
My definition of a boombastic jazz style. So telephone a friend.
Yo, D-Boy's got this new song, it's dope, man.
I'll back this to the prime is optimist. Bands are friends, I'm universal and cosmic. Concrete jungles abound. Stand by the speaker, you're smothered and covered up in the sound. You stand strong as you pump your fist. I'm talking all that jazz. Now what's my definition? My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition, my definition, my definition is this, my definition is this, my definition.
Where is the music from behind you on My Definition?
And there was a TV show called My Definition, and that's where we first heard it, but we didn't realize to use
it
until
song?
Later. Yeah, it's a theme song from this TV game show. It was like on a cheap channel, like Channel 10. Back in Toronto. So when we were in England, they're playing this tune from this TV show called My Definition. But that's when we realized that it was actually music and people could dance to this form of music, which was jazz. And when we went back home to, you know, construct this song that's called My Definition of a Boombastic Jazz Style, we realized that Quincy Jones originally did it.
So how did you start using the word boombastic? That's become like a word that's really associated with
well,
your group.
Well, boombastic comes from a Jamaican type of phrase, and it comes from a jazz phrase stick like bombastic. And it just means extremely good. Whatever your word meaning good is, it's one step above that. If you got a word like fresh, dope, fly, or whatever, boombastic is equivalent to that and more. So, you know, it's like you say Z, I say Z, or you say, you know, stuff. That's exactly what it is. You say dope, I say boombastic. So it's just another way of bringing it. Plus, I'm from Jamaica. You know, I could talk potwap on the microphone, but still, a lot of people might not understand. So I speak in a type of manner that a lot of people can understand. I try to get to as much people as possible.
I think for a lot of people, when they think of rap, they think of the kind of gangster rap, like N.W.A. or Public Enemy, where the lyrics are kind of angry in a lot of ways, kind of politically charged, also about like scenes of gang violence. Mm-hmm. There's something really good-natured about a lot of the raps that you do.
Well, I think it's just done in our dialect, in our content. Everybody has their way of expressing it. If they're from a certain neighborhood that they must express it this way, they will. You know, we've been held down for years, and these were songs that were done many years ago. And I don't feel that I should change a baby that was done years ago to fit the 1990 criteria.
You mean you wrote these years ago?
Yeah. Wash Your Face in My Sink was written 6 years ago, if anybody knows the album. My Definition of a Boombastic Jazz Style was just a recent cut that we just did. But a lot of the songs in the album are like years back. Multiverse was like 6 years ago.
Well, you know,
the tracks on the album.
Part of what was happening 6 years ago were a lot of the raps were really just kind of very, very bragging about how great the rapper was.
That was the thing. And a lot of the songs that you hear from us, it's like, I like the song, but who are they? I don't even know their names, because we never stated the names in the songs. We never stated where we came from. It was all those things that people used to grab and drop as prejudice. I don't like him because he thinks he's all about himself. I don't like him because he swears on every track. I don't like him because he's this. They couldn't get it from us. The only thing they could have really said was, these guys are really mellow, and I like loud, you know, songs and bragging songs, and a lot of the songs wasn't like that. It was just something that we were doing a long period of time ago, because we used to do it just like everybody else, brag it and jump up on the mic and be really braggadocious and try to, you know, speak about ourselves, our neighborhood. And then we realized that life is much more than just a neighborhood. We went past speakers and sneakers.
My guest is King Lou of the rap group The Dream Warriors. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is King Lou of the rap group The Dream Warriors. Lou, let me ask you about another one of your raps that's on the Dream Warriors record, and this is Ludi.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play some of it first.
Yeah.
My mother wanted me to make another song, something brand new so she could dance to too. So this one's dedicated to no other than my mother, my father, my sisters, and my brother. Or you could say the family, or better yet, the families. Oh wait a sec, what the heck? This one's for Jamaica, Africa, Dominica, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Kitts, Bermuda, Antigua, St. Lucia, St. Martin's, and do not forget Montserrat, Nevis, Aruba, Grenada, Guyana, and Cuba, St. Vincent, Anguilla, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Curico, Dominican Republic, and Rio, Martinique and Guadeloupe, and Virgin Islands, truly. This one's for my mother when we were playing Ludi.
What's the story behind this? This is dedicated to your mother?
Yeah, a lot of people felt that it was kind of like, you know, a little bit too rootsy, or a little bit, you know, it's not as funky or as hip-hop, you know what I mean? It's not as jump-up. It's kind of like dance hall, kind of mellow. You just kind of listen to the groove and get into the sound. And we felt that was needed in the 90s, and it was needed in the time that we let it out. It's just, it was almost like too much chicken makes you want fish. You know what I mean? Or too much fish makes you want chicken.
The music, the music behind you is pretty neat. I can't place it at all. This is one of your mother's dance records?
It's one of my mother's old tunes that she liked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, we were doing so much stuff for us, it was time to do something for the people who brought us into this world. You know, kind of like respect your elders. A lot of people have been going the other way. And we felt that it's time to put back some respect to where respect is due. You know, and it's back in our parents. It's back in where we came from. It's back in our whole concept of life and living. You know, it's not every day you just talk about, you know, how, where you're going and how to get there. You got to talk about where you came from. You know, and we don't just have to speak about, you know, the tribulations of coming up. We could speak about, you know, the way we're existing now. You know, we're here. It's working right now for us.
Ludi, which is the title of the rap, that's a game.
Yeah, that's an actual West Indian game. You guys call it Sori or Ludo, something like that. Ludo, it's like you just try to get this man around the board, and the middle section of it is called heaven. It's another equivalent for home. But the way the game plays is you try to get around this board and try to get it into heaven, and people land on your men and send you back, stuff like that. So it's actually like a more of a concept than just a couple of men rolling a dice, you know what I mean? So back in the West Indies, people made their own games because they didn't have a lot of money to go out and go to a store and buy one for $10.99. But, you know, now everybody up here manufactures it and sells it for $10.99, and everybody gets a yellow piece, everybody gets red pieces. You know, back in there, we use sticks and stones.
Do you still live with your mother?
Definitely.
You know, I can't think of another rapper who's done a song about his mother.
Yeah, I can't tell you another rapper who's done a song about the islands and named them off.
Right.
You know, so I get a lot of people that's, yeah, they're rappers and everything, but they're like, hey, man, I'm from St. Lucia. And you said St. Lucia on that track. I've never heard a song that dropped it like that. And that's just another way of, it's another piece of respect that nobody has caught from that person. And I think that's what we do, bring new views and grab new respects that you forgot.
There's There's been a lot of Jamaican rap records, and the kind of rhythms on the Jamaican rap records are really different than the rhythms on American rap records. And you kind of rap in that Jamaican style at the end of...
Well, I'm Jamaican.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean? So,
like, have you heard a lot of that?
Yeah.
Of the rap records?
I've heard a lot of people try to, you know, add some new concept to their song, so they add a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Americans or a lot of West Indians that move to America, for some reason, they kind of convert into this American. They link it up and they become American. You know, and like sometimes, for some reason, their kind of dreams get twisted. It's like, I want to go to America. They get to America and they want to become more financially richer, and that kind of changes their views a little bit. Oh, don't get me wrong. I do know a lot of people that moved up here and they still keep the culture alive in what they do. You know, but in Canada, for some reason, it's a multicultural country, very, 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 very strong West Indian, you know, community. So we have a lot of West Indians growing up there, and they tend to keep it alive much more.
How old were you when you moved from Jamaica to Toronto?
Jeez, I was like, you know, kicking cans. I was like just a kid. And, you know, my mother grew me up under the same roof as she would in Jamaica. So it's not like we left it. We brought a piece with us. And everybody seemed to bring a piece with us. So in our community, you know, the West Indian culture kept going. So it's not something like when you come to the areas that we grew up in, you'll see what I mean. You'll look at the buildings and the buildings look like concrete jungles. But it's still the West Indian community is still in there. You go into anybody's house and right away you'll get the West Indian feel.
Now, I read a story about how you approached the person who became your producer.
Mm-hmm.
And
Manager.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you approached him at a party and started rapping to him. What's the story?
Yeah, let me get into that. We actually went to the girls' washroom. So you saw all the girls out there.
what were you doing in the ladies' room?
What happened was we had a lot of back when we used to write and stuff like that. Speaking a word, you know, out in the open was kind of like means for another rapper to grab a new lingo that you had or a new phrase or something. So, you know, we chose the girl in the girls' washroom because a lot of fellas were in there and they, like, you know, didn't want them to get into the lyrics that we were doing. So we were going to give them the new slap, and the new slap was Multiverse back in that day. And we brought him into the girls' washroom and we rapped a track for him because Mishy Me from Mishy Me and L.A. Love, that was their manager. This was the first time I had ever met Ivan Berry, the manager, because we used to write and produce for Mishy and Love. And what happened was, after when they took us in the washroom, we started rapping a song to him. It was a cappella. And he was so in love with the lyrics and the content and the flow that was history. That was it. We had something that a lot of the other artists didn't. They were talking about their sneakers, their hat, you know, how big their gun was, you know, how hard they could slap you, or, you know, how far they can reach, you know, how much money they got in their pockets. And
which rap did you do for Ivan Berry in the ladies' room?
Multiverse. The beginning starts, modern technology, warriors and mythology. We rule the multiverse, we're infinity, echoing in the minds of the suckers I be crushing now. A step after step, dream warriors for this age. Pulsating, vibrating mental stimulation, attached with the amp, to keep you vibrating. Anticipating rules, my bass bounce all over. Giving me the vibe so your butt be ruined, lad. I am a mega, and you're a micro. I got style and born to rock ghettos. Or you could say projects, your satellite complex. I work the strings, you're just a marionette. Made by Geppetto, so you're a Pinocchio. You could beat me, your lying your nose is growing, showing. Me that you're unclean, not fit to rock scenes. You need practice, you know what I mean? A simple rapper like yourself can be unwrapped. You will be tired as hell, see, you can't go the laps. I got strength. I get ovated and encored. That's why my rhymes keep excelling like Concords. Breaking sound barriers, strong like Bull Terriers. Come join the party, the more the merrier, stereo. Turn me on, bubble up, like 7-Up in a cup. Some say it's a curse, that we are the rulers of the multiverse. So it's like a message, it's a rap we're talking about. You know what I mean? Music underneath it just carries it and gives you a melody and gives you something to swing to. You know, and that's all it is. Just ain't no big thing, no stars, no stardom. Stage is street.
Any girls walk in the middle of that?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You see, it's not girls, it's not boys, it's people.
No. In the ladies' room, it's girls.
Yeah.
I mean, in the ladies' room when you were doing the rap, any girls walk in?
Unfortunately, not.
You've made some pretty unusual choices in the records that you've used, and I forget on which one it is, but there's just like a few bars of a walking bass from I don't know which. jazz record. I couldn't place it.
See, but that's the thing. It may sound like a jazz record, but it could be from a rock record, or it could be even from rockers. You know what I mean? So that was the big thing with the album. People didn't know what part of the galaxy it was from. You know what I mean? But they could pinpoint feelings when they heard Now the Legacy Begins. It sounded like it was back in the Sugar Hill days. Then they had heard Multiverse, and it sounded like it was on Mars. Then they heard My Definition, and it sounded like it came from the South. Something like, you know what I mean? So then they heard Ludi, and it sounded like it was somewhere in the islands. It was like, where are these guys from? And they couldn't pinpoint it. They listened to the name. They looked at the name of the group, Dream Warriors. It didn't even sound like a rap group name. So that was the big thing. It was like, we weren't the typical everyday hip-hop, bebop, b-boy.
King Lou of the Dream Warriors. Tonight, the Dream Warriors end their first American tour. Here's more from their record, and Now the Legacy Begins.
Hello?
What time is it?
Here I go, why, here I go, why, here I go again.
Wash your face in my sink. Think, sink.
Watch it. Mama, calm down. Move it. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now the time.
This is Fresh Air.